UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Dick Pounder last night.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Bust in on him tomorrow.
And James Strebel.
We're very much in love. That my wife and I, not, you know.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Brunell all the way outside to Watford. Three on the way. Oh! It went in! It went in! And Indiana wins the ball game! Christian Watford with a three! And the Hoosiers have knocked off the number one ranked Kentucky Wildcats. Unbelievable.
I think it's perfect that since we're all under quarantine here at ESPN Louisville, that the week starts with the Will Cain show piping through the speakers while my dog might hump James Strebel. And that is how we begin things here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. We are hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I'm Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Round Daddy, hanging out at my house. That's what we're doing. You're sitting back. You're having a good time.
Yeah.
You got your America hat on. It's very patriotic in a time where some people are patriotic and others are not. And so here we are. You're hanging out with my dogs, and we're doing some sports radio from my dining room. Good afternoon, Round Daddy.
Good afternoon. I made a really good friend already. I walked in the door. Your dog Ramon here and I have bonded automatically. He tried to jump on into my lap before the show started.
You better believe it.
I would have loved to have had him, but my headphones were coming off.
Well, there you go. That was going to be your excuse in what you said if we ever did that remote at the Godfather's or whatever.
Yes.
Well, you know, the headphones were coming off when she was trying to get in my lap.
Oh, well, no.
There it is, Don Vito immediately. Don Vito immediately.
Got me screwed. No, there would have been a no touching policy if we had ever done a remote there. But during quarantine.
So everything no good in the Strebel household? Everything good?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Kids did their schoolwork. No one's fighting. Started watching Tiger King last night, and I'm amazed. I'm enthralled.
Are you?
By that show.
So you're following everyone. I guess I'm going to have to watch that now. Mitchell Hannigan is hanging out back at the Papa John Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Thank you.
There
on this Monday. It's always great. Do we have an update? I did try to send a DM to Governor Holcomb. Who is the Indiana governor who has shut down the state of Indiana as of Wednesday. It's funny because, well, that's not funny, but I did reach out to him and say, was he going to talk about Dan Dockich trying to get a bunch of people to defecate in Scottsburg, Indiana?
You did.
Well, yes. So I was trying to crawl in those DMs earlier today.
The governor.
Hopefully some staffer was going to look at that and say, what the hell is this person talking about?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's... This is an important matter. You know, Dan Dockage calling for the entire state of Indiana.
To defecate in Scottsburg.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We talked about that last week.
Yes, we can put Corona on the back burner for a moment and focus on Dan Dockage trying to rile up the Hoosiers.
So anyway, you heard Mitch there. Mitch, how are you? How's quarantine? You just playing Call of Duty and pumping bourbon, so pretty much what you do anyways.
I feel like I'm in college.
Like today,
no, that's what I told Nikki. I haven't changed what I'm wearing right now, Strebel. I have been wearing since Friday.
Oh yeah,
this exact same thing. I have not changed all weekend. It's now Monday.
The only reason I changed is because I came over here. I've been living in pajama pants.
In pajama pants,
yes.
Right.
It's
your UK ones.
Those haven't been in the rotation yet. No.
Gotcha.
No, but no, I'm
because
I'm
Cal
you.
Didn't make the Final Four this year.
Well, no one made the Final Four this year.
But he didn't make the Final Four.
Oh, definitely not.
Just facts.
But he would have won
facts.
The national
I'm locked
title.
On McClain. Did you listen to any of Locke today? We cut Mitch off, by the way. Mitch, I'm coming back around to you.
Sorry, Mitch.
Did you listen to any of Locke today?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, we are going to get to this sound sooner rather than later here. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line, 502-437-9680. Again, we're hanging out here. It's a take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel. Locke admitted to having a particular type of tape at one point in his possession, which we need to get to at some point today.
Tape?
Oh, yeah. I will explain.
Oh, man.
Mitch, you have heard this audio. Mitch is working from home. He is really.
Is he?
Yeah, he took a computer home.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for you,
yeah,
Mitch.
We don't need six producers breathing on each other.
That's
which
a good
is
point.
Essentially what, you know, working feet apart, climbing on top of each other. Kind of an odd way to say it, but that's what's happening.
Nicky V breathing down your neck.
Yes.
And looking at the computer, trying to hand a read over to
right.
you and breathe all over
eating
everybody.
Pasta. It's an entire thing.
Dripping down his shirt.
So you have heard this sound. You cut this sound, Mitch. Would you call it explosive?
Yeah. It's the first. Okay, so I woke up this morning. I received two tasks this morning as soon as I woke up. Cut Locke admitting that he has a certain amount of tape. And then scrolling through TikTok to try to find Locke dancing with the McClain family on TikTok. That's what I spent.
Yeah, this no. TikTok thing.
That's
man.
What is I spent my first 45 minutes of my morning. That was
nice.
That was dedicated to that.
Wait a minute. You're scrolling through TikTok for 45 minutes trying to find Locke dancing?
Yeah,
yes.
Apparently they did the TikTok dance. Do you know what that is?
Is that where they're in the line?
Yeah, Chris Mack did it.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
You didn't see that
yeah.
over the weekend?
No. I saw some, like, random people tweeting that, but I don't have TikTok, so I'm not, you know, I'm not hip.
Texter, same clothes since Friday. Sweeney is musty as bleep. Listen, that is the other thing that's happening. I don't know. All I know is it is terrible for every single business, but I don't know what to do other than, like, I could be doing work, but I find myself playing video games. Mitch, are we
yeah.
ever going to join up on a team on Call of Duty?
Yeah, we can make that happen. I play
okay.
with a lot of people, though, so I don't want to toot my own horn here, but pretty popular on the PlayStation. Your boy is
wow.
over there.
So. You are? Well,
wow.
are you that good?
No, I'm not good. I just got a lot of online friends that I play with.
Wow.
You have you met play. These people? Have you met
yeah.
these people?
They're old college buddies, old friends from
Come
back
on.
Home in Murray.
Come on.
It sounds like he's
Come
trying
on.
He's trying to like vet you to make sure you're cool
well,
enough
I,
or good
I,
enough
yeah,
to
I
join
think that's,
his group.
I think that's what's happening.
Well, that
also,
is what's happening.
I can just see a group of dudes in Murray, Kentucky dipping and crushing Bang energy drinks
yeah.
and Mountain Dews
yeah.
and flaming hot Cheetos.
Smoking Camels.
yeah,
Hey, we're Marlboro and Murray.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Excuse you. Locke took a run at Kentucky. We'll get to that. We'll get to that sound as well. And so we have obviously a lot to talk about. John Hale wrote an article, as did Lucas Auerbach, as did I think someone in The Athletic. I've read, you know, doing so much prep. You know, I'm like Locke, you
know,
a lot of research
yeah.
to get ready for today's show. Something about I do think. An interesting discussion, I think it was ESPN had the article about how NBA teams like don't know what to do. Like, do
yeah.
you fly some of these guys around? Is that going to be good for Maxey? What does it do to a guy like Emmanuel Quickley? What does it do to a guy like Jordan Wara? I mean, if you don't have the NBA combine and you combine not having an ACC tournament, not having an NCAA tournament, a guy like Jordan Wara needs those workouts. Perrin Johnson was on this morning with Diener in the 7 o'clock hour and said as much. So I definitely want to get to that. Lucas Auerbach writing about David Johnson, you know, at least testing this year in some way, potentially testing the NBA waters. I mean, he kind of wrote it in the Courier Journal today as a certainty that why not, you know,
yeah.
you'll go test.
He had an opportunity.
Yes, and I think that just shows you, well, that would be a worry. That would be a worry if the notice of allegation comes down. But also, if you cannot work out, what can David Johnson do? So I think very much for this area, the true sports discussion that we could have here on ESPN Louisville, this is it. Like, Jordan Ward is gone, okay? But what's it going to look like if he goes 52 in the NBA draft and can't do anything in these months to raise? Of course, it could help him. It could be the other way. Does Maxey fall, you know, out of the lottery, I should say, or late lottery, when all year it feels like he's been a top 10 pick? But sure. I mean, EJ, it feels like to me, if he wants to go, then go. I mean, the fact of him even sniffing NBA, they didn't want him last year. He did not do a thing this year.
No.
Does it change his decision? But obviously, the big one being Emmanuel Quickley, and so it's just interesting. Notice of allegations potentially with U of L. David Johnson, you'd imagine maybe you at least put your name out there, and then what happens to the other guys? So I definitely want to get to that. Teddy Bridgewater, you may say, what's in the news with him? Well, Teddy Bridgewater was the assumed starter for the Carolina Panthers.
That was the deal, apparently.
Okay, now do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
Okay. The Panthers are signing XFL star P.J. Walker. P.J. Walker essentially was the star of the XFL.
For the month it was going on.
Well, it was a couple months, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think 8 weeks, maybe, something like that.
Okay.
Well, possibly.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is, and Lou Riddick said this on ESPN, that, you know, that might be something just to watch.
Right.
Going forward, obviously, I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens.
That'll give Louisville fans another reason to be mad at somebody in the NFL.
So 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Let's start here. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I want to immediately put Strieble. This is, I think, where you have to lead.
Okay.
The Jamal Murray video.
Yes. Okay. The Jamal Murray video. I was actually made aware of it because I was up late Saturday night. I was drinking beers.
You're doing the same
thing.
That's
all I'm doing.
Okay, well,
I'm going to become an alcoholic.
You don't. Well, that's a whole nother discussion that we could have. You don't need to explain your night. None of us do. Mitch, you, we know what we're doing. We're pounding bourbon or we're pounding beers, and that's what we're doing. I might be playing video games. We're all watching Netflix.
Yes.
We're all on HBO. I know exactly what you were doing because I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just 10 miles from you. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Not even, like 4 miles. You're like
we that close?
We are that close. We are 4.3 miles away. But no, so I was up later than I usually am, and all of a sudden I see on my timeline things about Jamal Murray. And I was like, well, why is Jamal Murray trending? There's no reason he should be trending right now.
Can I pause you?
Absolutely.
I had a buddy who didn't know what it was and thought that maybe Jamal Murray admitted something like Ashton Hagens, something about Calipari or Kentucky. Like, that's what their thought went immediately to the rivalry.
To cheating.
Yes, between Kentucky and Louisville. Right. Mitch, have you seen the Jamal Murray video?
Yes, I was made aware of it Sunday morning on the Lord's Day, and I, in fact, watched it and was, yeah.
Do you think Governor Beshear has seen the Jamal Murray video? Is John Calipari, is there a better chance he's seen the Jamal Murray video or the Ashton Hagens video?
Oh, I think he's seen both of them.
Have you seen the video?
Yes. And here's why. When Jamal Murray the next day tweeted that he was hacked, I went to see the responses.
Yeah.
And one of the first responses that popped up was the video. I immediately turned off my phone.
So that's you've only seen it. So you've seen that?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, yes. And my response to Jamal Murray.
What is your response? Why don't you do an entire blog at aseaofblue.com on the Jamal Murray video?
It might not pass through, but I would say just own it, dude. You know, you're an NBA player. People are expecting these types of things happening to you, anyways. And it's quarantine. Everything's a little loose right now. So you know what? Don't say you're hacked. Don't give some lame excuse. You just come out and say, yeah, that's what happened. You're a legend. Automatically a legend. Everybody loves you. Everybody thinks you're great. Don't do the old tired, I was hacked thing.
Are you mad that he said that?
I'm not mad, but I'm like, man, just, was he like 25 years old, maybe?
Yeah, he's going to be like a max-level NBA
player.
Yeah.
there's a lot worse things that could happen to you.
Mitch, what did you think when you saw the Jamal Murray video?
I don't know. I watched it at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. It's not what I want to wake up to Sunday morning with.
Why'd you watch it then?
Do we have Locke reacting to that? Do we have him reacting to that?
Yeah,
Mitch?
Hold on.
Okay. Both of you did better with that. I was hoping you had not seen it, and I was going to show it. Do you think Jason Entz has seen it?
Oh, yeah. Well, Entz was telling us who the girl was. She's like, she played volleyball at UK.
Oh, God. I have to make the Larry Vaughn joke.
Of course you have to make that joke.
I don't want to make the Larry. Has Larry Vaughn seen the Jamal Murray video?
Multiple times.
God, I'm fighting everything within my body not to make that a poll question. You understand that, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm fighting every being in my body right now. I don't want to even look at the text line right now.
It would be a very controversial poll question. There might be some anger out of some people.
Oh, we'd get crushed.
In election media. Larry Vaught's one of the ones that, you know, people are like, oh, good old Larry from Danville, and, you know. That could be a mess. I'll just say that.
Texas Panthers also traded Kyle Allen. So when Teddy tears his knee again, P.J. Walker is coming in for that MVP. So Kentucky fans immediately chiming in at 437-9680. I can't read any of the ones, obviously, on the text line right now. I'm not wrong that's the spot that we start today, right?
No, that's the main story.
I mean, I did set up a generic discussion of, given that Emmanuel quickly can't go flying around the country, what does it mean for his draft projections, to which the answer inevitably is going to be, we don't have any idea.
Know.
And neither does the NBA.
Right.
And neither does Cal. And neither do the players. And neither do the median fans. So that is a generic discussion.
The Jamal Murray thing was the biggest thing to happen in sports over the weekend, in my opinion.
Why is no one covering this?
I don't know, because it generated the most discussion online. And if you looked at Twitter, most of the people on Twitter were very supportive of Jamal Murray. They were very positive. They were like, hey, it's all right, dude.
The girl only had two tweets, and they were in. It was like to read. Did you see this?
No.
Her Twitter only had two tweets, and one was retweeting Jamal Murray that he got hacked, and the other one was, if you have the video, please delete it. Which reminds me of the Michael Scott of The Office, when Michael Scott goes on vacation with Jan.
Yes,
and
he puts
the topless photo and sends it to the entire company.
Of him in sandals.
Yes, of him in sandals at the resort, and him telling everybody to delete it in the warehouse.
Please delete that, yes. Don't even look at it, just delete it.
Well, that's the story. No one's talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the story.
Absolutely. And like,
did Matt talk about that today?
I don't know. I didn't listen.
Okay.
I promise. I know you're trying to catch me. I did not listen. I didn't listen to any sports talk radio this morning. I was very into what I was doing at home. I had a lot of...
What were you doing at home?
I had to do lessons today. I was doing lessons and answering questions and grading things.
Lessons?
Yes. For distance learning. And I was helping my own kids with their schoolwork.
Gotcha. I mean, they're still doing it? No offense. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, at this point, you're laying off. It's almost April. You're kind of there. The last month of school anyway is just... You know,
movies.
Like, you know, it's movies.
Yeah,
The Elf.
Yeah.
It's Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
Well, I watched that the other night with Kellen, by the way. It was really good.
Poor SOB. How's Kellen doing? Is he okay?
He's doing good. He wanted to come over. He was like...
Well, he could have rolled over. This is, you know, maybe another time.
That's what I told him. He's very jealous that I was coming over here. He's like, well, Andy would want me over there, wouldn't he? And I was like, let's just chill out, man. He's like, let me go over there first and you know... Ask him. I'm not just going to bring an 8-year-old kid over here. Hey, here's my kid. Yeah, have fun. He wouldn't do that. But no, he was very jealous.
It's an odd way you just said that.
It is. It is very
hey,
odd.
Hey, here's an 8-year-old kid. Have fun. What are you trying to say? My wife's right upstairs. So Jamal Murray is now not only league MVP, but I assume that Kentucky will be putting his number in the rafters here, probably his name in the rafters, I would imagine, this coming season at some point.
Should be.
Right, I would imagine that's the case.
Yeah. Cal needs to have a few ceremonies this year. I think he needs to bring Rick back. And then I think he needs to have
Jamal Murray would have been a perfect Pitino player.
He would have taken advantage.
I told
of the offers.
play if you can, Mitch, in 437-9680. It's a take on ESPN Louisville. This is how it's going to be today. Governor Beshear coming up, as always, at 5 o'clock. Also, whenever the Indiana governor, I believe it's Eric Holcomb. I know the last name is Holcomb, and I live in Indiana. Whenever he was up at 12 today, we took that live over on 93.9 The Ville. So if he has a press conference here in the coming days, as Indiana is following the lead of Kentucky, shutting down, I believe Kentucky's is, what is it, tonight or tomorrow?
8 p.m.
Yeah,
tonight.
Is it tonight? And yeah. I believe it's going to be Wednesday at the same time for over here on the Indiana side. So, again, we'll bring you Governor Beshear at 5 o'clock on all ESPN Louisville stations. That has been something we are obviously dedicated to doing, but also it's something that just needs to be done, and we're going to have those on all stations here, 680, 1057, and over on 93.9 The Ville. So Locke did not know about the Jamal Murray story.
I'm shocked about
that. Okay, well, there's a lot going into him not knowing. But, yes, he did not know. And so this is when the video was shown to him while he was on the air by Nick Valvano.
Oh,
yeah,
wait.
Take a listen.
Nick just showed me the video. Oh, my God. Don't do that to me while I'm on the air. How could – oh, my – that is way more graphic than I would have anticipated. This is not how I wanted to start the show. Nick.
A big shout-out to the Sunday Morning Hangover crew. One of those three fellas passed that along.
Wow. I could – wow. Okay, we're not gonna re-engage.
Sorry. As you were.
As you were.
That was
as you were. Like, he's a sergeant. As you were, soldier.
That was a lot more graphic.
Can you play just the beginning? Play it again.
Nick just showed me the video. Oh, my God. Don't do that to me while I'm on the air. How could... Oh, my. That is way more graphic than I would have anticipated. This is not how I wanted to start the show.
Sorry, Locke. Well, there seems to be a, and if I'm wrong, let me know, but there seems to be a troubling trend with UK basketball players. We had this incident. Apparently there was a Tyler Ulis one that was deleted years ago. Tyler Ulis had an Instagram video.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yes, I do. I didn't remember it, but now that you bring it up, absolutely remember.
And then there
it.
Was the Winion Gabriel thing.
Oh, yeah, the picture.
Yeah, so there seems to be a troubling trend.
It's not a troubling trend. A guy said Jamal Murray helped him get more recruits. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Heck yeah.
Dexter, hey, Sweeney, are you sharing your IPA stash with Round Daddy? Oh, sure, I don't mind doing that. I do have, and I don't mean this to be mean, I have like these old beers that are like 3 years old that I was cleaning stuff out. Do you want them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I don't care how old they are. I'll enjoy them either way.
Dexter, the Ulis video, it never surfaced. That's still amazing to me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, especially in today's day and age. So we're going to have some fun today, 437-9680. I did watch the Watch Shot over the weekend, and I have some hot takes on the Watch Shot, okay?
Yes.
I have a couple refreshed hot takes on that. And then, Mitch, I don't know, maybe we all can do this, but WLKY on, like, Twitter was being crushed. Even though it wasn't their choice. Uh-oh. Was it Saturday night?
Saturday.
When they had 1992. Oh! The Christian
4 p.m.
Yeah, the Christian Leitner shot.
Yeah.
And the people that had their kids watch it for the first time like it was real. Like, those kids aren't sports fans. Of course, it is March. But still, it's all grainy TV.
Yeah.
It's all grainy. Come on.
I didn't show Kellen.
Do you believe? Oh, so he's never seen that?
No. He'll be mad, though. That's why I'm not going
to
show it
No,
to
let's
him.
Do that. He can come over to this house, and he has to watch it.
Okay, that's
if he
fair.
Comes over here, he has to watch, and we'll just do play-by-play of him watching the 1992 Duke-Kentucky game.
Fair enough.
Deal. There we go.
Good,
I want to see him crush. No offense.
He'll be crushed. One of my friends texts me. He's like, oh, you guys watch that? He's like, no, I'm not going to show it to
Oh,
Kellen.
Come on.
He's
so you're
get
one
mad.
Of these, oh, so you're one of these two. Come on. The game was in 92.
No, it's not
it's
me.
Done.
I'm shielding him. He gets very personally affected by Kentucky sports, and he's only 8 years old. He watched the. You know what he watched Saturday?
He is going to be UK sheriff.
He's going to be UK sheriff. He watched the Belk Bowl Saturday.
Oh, go to hell.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He saw it, and he's like, I want to watch Lynn Bowden.
Stop it.
And it's,
you know what? I guess I get it. I haven't been watching the replays of these games,
That's
man.
The only one I watched.
Okay, I haven't been. I just mean all of them. I mean the games that have been on. I watched the watch shot about the last – from the inside 12-minute timeout to the very end, I watched that. And obviously, I want to get some hot takes. I can't remember what we said, but Doron Lamb lost the game for Kentucky. So we can get into that. Doron Lamb lost the game for Kentucky. 437-9680 if you want to get in. He's James Freeball, Andy Sweeney. We're hanging out with you. We are not in the Papa John studios. We are on the road. We are hanging out at my house as we do social distancing as we're all quarantined. So we'll get into that. What did you watch over the weekend? And then Danny DeVito and other celebrities are putting out there. I want to talk about this after the break. They're putting out there our celebrities. They're putting out there like, hey, Governor Beshear wants me to tell you, Kentucky, to stay inside. Different states are doing that. What would we do here in Kentucky and maybe even Indiana? What celebrities would we get, obviously, besides, the floppy-haired, coach of Iowa, Steve Alford.
Steve Alford.
Obviously, Steve Alford would be one of the ones we'd get around here. So
absolutely.
We can have some fun with that topic, and who knows? Maybe Mitch will do a full play-by-play of the Jamal Murray video later on. Who knows? 437-9680, hanging out with you here on this Monday edition of The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Beshear is taking a page out of Coach Satterfield's playbook.
Love him up. But don't touch.
And James Strebel.
That's mixed taste. Now, as soon as I said that.
525.
Yeah.
Love them up.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texter says Jamal Murray should be the Y at every UK game this coming season. Mitch, put that on the poll. Should Jamal Murray be the Y at each UK home basketball game this coming season?
Yes.
Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you on this Monday, 16 hours plus. And the plus is because not only the bonus hour, but Scotty D tonight, the Scott Davenport show at 7 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. Do need to remind everybody, coming up at 5 o'clock, we will have Governor Andy Beshear's press conference live on all stations, ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville as well. We will be streaming that and have that over the airwaves every single time the governor talks, and it looks like he's going to be talking, seemingly, it looks like it's going to be every single day here. And so we took those on Saturday and Sunday after we played some of the best games in NCAA tournament history. And so that is where we are at on that. We are not at the Papa John's studios. We are at my house hanging out as we quarantine ourselves as Kentucky and Indiana now shutting down, I guess, even more. There's really not that much of a difference other than now it's a total law decreed to stay the bleep home, and there's still people not doing that. And I ran into some of that today, which we may get into. But also, the promo code for Papa John's is still clicking. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. Use the promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. And Mitch, help me here if you do not mind. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studios. We do not have to do any catching up today, correct, on our bracket that we're doing with the Valvanos and everyone is at ESPN Louisville. Are we good on that?
That is correct. I think Ennis is reading his first-round games today. And then
okay, is Ennis in a good mood today? Can we throw that out there? He was in a battle with Blanton Creaky's father, Ron. Is it Ron Creaky? Did you guys not follow any of this?
No.
I did not see this.
I mean, that's a U of L player.
Well, no. Yeah, but this guy is anti – the Creaky guy is anti-shutting any part of the government down for the coronavirus.
Boy.
And so you can imagine Ennis has been battling. Trump's name's been brought up. You know the kind of stuff.
Yes,
yeah, so that happened.
That pops up
every once
in a while on the timeline. Somebody pops off, and then next thing you know, boom, it's on.
It was popping off. No, that's exactly what we're – what was going on. I can't believe, Mitch, you got to be following these things, dude. Come on, man.
Come on, Mitch.
I was drinking and playing video games all weekend. I did not touch my phone hardly at all this weekend.
By the way, I will say, and I don't know if that's the truth or not, but I will say this. I asked Mitch, do you want to play PS4? And he essentially turned me down in the first segment.
He did.
You were right to follow up on that. We didn't settle into that awkwardness nearly as much as we should have.
I have a lot of friends online. I have a lot of guys named Buck
from Murray.
It's just Call of Duty. You can only play three people at a time. So I'm just trying to.
You're his boss, and he won't even let you in the special Holy Trinity.
Next thing we know, he'll be taking a private jet with a soon to be fired coach.
Oh God, who would it be?
Who would Mitch fly in a private plane with? It's a great question.
That is a great question.
437-9680. I was trying to think of the most country coach.
Me too. I mean, what?
Who's a country basketball coach?
That's a good question. Most of those guys are from the Northeast. You know, a couple of Midwest guys thrown in there here and there, but most of them don't have the country twang.
Texas says Daron Lamb is the only reason UK won the championship game. I agree. He's the reason Kentucky lost the watch shot. He's like 90% from the line, and he was clanking free throws, and at the very end, he was 1-of-2, and the one he made, he got lucky as bleep.
Yeah.
But he made it. It was a 2-point game. Daron Lamb was the main reason they lost that game.
I watched.
And Anthony Davis couldn't score. I think it was foul trouble.
I watched, like, a millisecond of it as I was flipping through, and the only thing I saw was Cody Zeller on a breakaway fast break, and Anthony Davis right behind him, and Zeller scored that one, and Anthony Davis just jumps and whips.
Okay, so the two things that I got thinking about, but there are when I was watching the watch shot game, I was thinking, is there something here that is something new that we could add to the conversation, because you don't go back and watch that shot a lot unless you're an Indiana fan.
Right.
And then you watch that shot
every other day.
Yes, or at least on the Lord's Day.
Yes, right? Sunday.
You have a nice little you come home from church.
Yeah.
You have the nice lunch, the church lunch, and then boom, right to the watch shot. And then right into your afternoon nap and family and everything else, okay?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
It is just the amount of talent that Kentucky on some of these teams. That's what stood out to me.
You're right.
That they always had many, many pros on the floor at the same time. And I'm not being Lachlan McClain that Calipari has lost my touch here. I'm not trying to get into that conversation. But some of the teams that he had so much bleeping talent on it, there is no doubt it was taken for granted.
Oh, 100%.
And especially when you watch this team and you're like, well, like with that team, and I know it was a championship team, you didn't have to go, well, if this happens and that happens and this happens and that happens, like Cal's whole thing with that, and they were like building, like ESPN's doing this bracket thing, the great players in college, and Anthony Davis, who has like a fraction, I think he beat maybe Tyler Hansbrough, and Tyler Hansbrough played 4 years.
It
was like 20-some a game or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, Anthony Davis could be the fourth lean scorer on that team because that's how good they were.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like, people see it as a positive to Anthony Davis. Like, yes, it's a positive that he could affect the game by not just scoring, but it also shows how great those teams are. Like, this year, Kentucky was like, damn, you don't get Johnny Juzang or E.J. Montgomery or Nate Sestina going, not going to be able to make ..
Right.
And that's just it's just such a massive difference. It really is.
Well, you and I were having this conversation via text, I believe it was Saturday or Sunday. And
it was Saturday night.
Night. One of the things that I thought of was, you know what, the last time that Kentucky just had multiple dudes on the court as far as NBA talent was concerned was the Fox Monk Bam team. That was the last one, because if you think of team like the Ulyss Murray team, not really but Murray was the NBA guy there. Next year you had Fox Bam and Monk. Those were all three NBA lottery picks. All three of those guys.
But you needed that year. That year's the closest, and that year even needed like Derek Willis to be really, really good.
Yeah,
right.
And they were. They did. That was a team. That was the last time that I felt that a Kentucky team could win a national title without so-and-so happening. They just happened to run into the national champs in the Elite Eight. And that came down to a last-second shot by Luke May. But that was the last time that I felt like, Kentucky has pure NBA talent on the court all the time. I haven't felt that way since. I mean,
so you agree then?
I do agree. Boy, no, look at you. I do. I agree.
See, you know what? There, right there is one of your journal entries for aseaBlue.com.
That's a good
there
one.
It is.
It really is
thoughts
a good one.
From the watch shot. You need to go watch the watch shot.
And I will credit you.
Thank you.
For the premise.
Sure.
Of the article.
I think the other thing I thought of, 437-9680, the other thing I thought of was, and this is like, that game is the only time I haven't really made fun of Indiana. Boy, oh, Big Easy's not hearing this. Because of them storming the court. But that atmosphere is the antithesis of what Cal wants. Cal
yes.
wants the Florida game that still has seats not full in a small stadium in the SEC so he can say it's a big-time atmosphere.
Right.
I do feel like whether it be home, road, whatever it is, that Cal doesn't want big-time atmospheres. And how many times has he even complained about Kentucky fans? Maybe this year he said it a couple times. Hey, we're going to need the fans. Hey, we're going to need the fans.
Stand up.
But usually he's not a guy that harps on that. He's not like Charlie Strong was, who was obsessed.
Yes.
You know, who was totally obsessed with it. But it is what I thought. Not playing Indiana. Just the fact of Kentucky going in these arenas that when Kentucky and Kansas play, it being in New York or Chicago sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
like you watch Indiana, you watch that watch shot, and it's obviously a great game that had, it was a great Kentucky team that won the title. It was Tom Crean looking like he smelled 18,000 farts all at once at the end of that game. But that kind of atmosphere, and I don't mean the storm in the court and the game-winning shot. I mean everything around it. You could get, but college basketball decides not to. And I know that's a generic discussion, but they don't. They want to play their best games in Maui in a small gymnasium that is a converted ballroom in front of 4,000 people. We're only like, let's be honest, the richest of rich donors are going to be able, you know, to get off work and pay all of that money for a few basketball games. And it's like, well, conference. Yeah, and sometimes the conferences suck. And when they suck, you get a year like this year that there's not much out there. And even if the conference was good, it's not like Texas Tech, Kentucky is going to start turning people on.
No.
Okay?
I was going to
make a Jamal Murray joke there, but you got to watch
out.
But you know what I'm saying? It's not even a Cal thing. It's a Cal thing, but it's a college basketball thing. I'm watching that game, and I'm like, you replicate this atmosphere.
Oh, no.
Like the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and some like that's an opportunity, but you have to be like forced into some sort of gimmick to do it.
Well, that's a good point, because with Texas Tech, which was by far the best atmosphere that Kentucky played in all season long, and Calipari even had nice things to say about Texas Tech after that game. He didn't complain. He actually gave them compliments and then backhanded IU after he gave those compliments to Texas Tech. But they even had to have the thing where free beer 2 hours before the game or whatever for the students to get them going. But you're exactly right. I mean, when it's the SEC and Cal and Kentucky fans can say Kentucky's everyone's Super Bowl, blah, 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 even this year, those atmospheres weren't good. I mean, that game at Tennessee wasn't a good atmosphere. That game at Florida wasn't really a good atmosphere. The only
Sorry, Mitch. That's me playing sound from home. That's John Bull moaning. Hang on.
What's he moaning about? What's he moaning about?
I don't know.
Did he watch? Never mind. Never mind.
I'm just looking at these. Hang on, hang on. So this is what we're doing today. We've got to quit being serious. Hang on. Here we go.
And in about 25 minutes, you are not going to want to miss this. We are going to have our trivia segment, and we are going to have a very, very, very special guest trivia person today.
Katie George.
That's pretty random. No.
Already ducked your mama.
What? Bob.
Trick your dumb bass. You and yo mama thought y'all hoes had a come up truck out of here. Right, my team.
Big Easy, you're picking right now. Are you team Louisville or are you team Dockage right now? You pick. Go.
Dockage is a friend. I'm Dockage.
Easy. Easy. That, I mean,
it's killer, isn't it? It's still killing you.
It is easy. I mean, man.
Texter, Mitch doesn't want to have to carry Andy in Warzone, LOL. That's how I feel.
Is that what it is, Mitch?
That's how I feel. By the way, the Call of Duty Warzone, it's cool and it sucks all at the same time. It's a cool premise, but there's no one to kill. You got to creep around the entire time until the very end.
That's
a waste
fun.
Of 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's all. Who wants to sneak around?
Do you play solos action? Or do you play with a team?
I'll play both. I'll do a little solo occasionally, and then I'll have some people join in.
Yeah, so I can see how solos is boring, but with team, I think it's pretty fun.
Well, yeah, if you get boys, but here's the thing. I don't have a bunch of dudes sitting around.
Yeah.
I'm older than you, Mitch. My buddies, they're not doing anything now, but they have kids, which is the biggest difference. You know, I'm pumping craft beer at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They're not. They have kids.
Well,
right?
And then guys like me don't even have a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox.
You're not allowed to have one?
No, I can. I just.
Well, why don't you get one?
Get one and we'll squat up. Come on,
we'll squat up.
We're talking about getting one for Kellen during the social distancing, so he'll have an avenue to play some games with his friends.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah,
why don't you do that?
Yeah, he's been playing Roblox with him on his iPad. We were thinking about getting him an Xbox or a PlayStation 4 so they can squat up and play some games as well. So I might have one here in the near future.
Texter says, read Mark Story's article, When Did Locke Become Prominent?
There it is. I was waiting for
it. Well, it's on the sheet. I was going to wait to the 4 o'clock hour.
I was waiting for it.
I mean, what do we do here? Mitch, you asked, you're the producer of this show. Mark Story wrote an article about how to do sports radio. Of course, didn't the Courier wrote one. They interviewed Ennis. They got the name of Diener's show wrong, and they interviewed Diener, and then they interviewed John Spears, that by the time the article came out, he had quit. So instead of coming to me, and so Mark Story wrote a similar article, and last week he interviewed Lachlan McLean, and he interviewed, who else was it? Tom Leach. Tom Leach makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world for his readership. Absolutely.
Yes.
Then he went and had Lachlan McLean. I think it was it Larry Glover?
I thought it was Dick Gabriel.
Dick Gabriel. No,
okay.
I believe that's who
Dick
it was.
Dick Gabriel. Okay.
Yes. I was not getting those guys confused. I just could not remember. I knew it was one of
those.
Okay. I believe it was Dick Gabriel. And then, Lachlan McLean. So we can read some of those. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's still.
Does Mark Story not know? Does he not know?
He must not know.
Does he not know?
He must not know.
We should call him and ask him if he knows.
I'm for that.
Mitch, let's do this. In the next 24 hours, let's get all of the anti-UK sound. Which, by the way, I'm going through the sound bracket stuff. I mean, it's. Every week in the mixtape, Locke takes a run at Stoops. Locke takes another run at Stoops. Locke takes a run at Cal. We have an hour. If we wanted to take just drops and little segments of his and just went through and put him together and put commercial breaks, we could do a bonus hour on 18-second clips of him crushing a Kentucky coach.
I tell you what, desperate times call for desperate measures, and if there's a day where we just run out of things to talk about, that's an option.
Which may happen.
Which may happen.
Yeah, Mike Leach, Bruce, I was the guy who was advocating Louisville should have gone after him. Of course, they ended up with a brilliant hire of Satterfield, but I'm a Mike Leach fan.
Brilliant. Brilliant hire. And it might be a brilliant hire, but he was one of the ones that crushed it.
Man.
He was crushing
of
that
course.
Hire.
Of course.
Oh.
Of
course.
I ain't no bitch. I'm raised around Lions.
That might be my favorite one. I'm raised around Lions.
Texter, Andy, what's your game tag? It is the Sweener. You can find me on there. Mitch, what's yours? Little Herd?
Whoa!
Boy, that had to sound bad on the radio. You screaming into that mic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sounded horrible. No, it's Lil Mitchard. Lil _ Mitchard. I made it when I was 14. Don't hate on it.
Lil Mitchard.
Should we get my wife on the air at some point?
Sure, yeah.
Well, I didn't know both dogs were down here. I had no idea. She's working from home, too. Put this up at ESPN 680. Are your dogs tired of you? Our dogs just want us to leave for like 5 hours because we're usually not home all the time.
Right.
She's working from home upstairs, stealing the room that I built for myself, and here I am on the dining room table.
All the dogs want to do is just lay all over the furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Roam around, sleep where they want. Humans give dogs more anxiety than dogs give humans.
Texter says, Round Eddie, watch the rod blocks. It's used by pedophiles and neo-Nazis to recruit kids. Texter says, caller Emily would let James have an Xbox. I agree with that. Well, I do. Texter says, LMAO, little Mitchard, LMAO. That coming down at 437-9680. Texter says, Mitch would be flying around with Steve Prohm. Or is it Prom? I apologize.
No,
it's Prom.
It's Prohm, and that was the name that came up to my head.
There you go.
That was the first name that came to my head. If I were to fly on a private jet with the coach, it'd probably be Steve Prohm. That's my
Steve
guy.
Prohm. That's your guy.
That's my guy.
My guy's Calipari. Your guy's Steve
Prohm.
Oh,
stop it. Your guy's not Calipari. Your guy's...
That's who I want it to be. That's how I want my guy.
I'm
to
just
be.
Flipping through the nonsense that we have here. I just.
It's just folder upon folder of wonderfulness.
Like, I'm just happy because I can have control of all of this. So I'm just looking here. Hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. Let's find something good.
Freudian stages. There's oral, anal. You're stuck at level two. You know, you got past level two. Oral is one, anal's two. Phallic is three.
Oh.
What the latent is four, and how could it be phallic and genital? Aren't they the same deal?
I mean,
wife has walked downstairs. There's been something playing.
Something like awful? That,
and she has to think this is all you do.
Yeah.
She has to think that.
That and what kind of animals do you work with?
Oh, my goodness. Well, she mostly knows that.
Yeah.
She mostly knows that.
This is different for you because normally you have to, you know, yell at Mitch through the glass. Mitch, find this sound. Find
right.
the sound now.
I can do whatever I want.
You have all the power.
Well, I don't have all the power, but I have a good amount of power here. Let's see here.
Yeah, the best thing to do is look. You know, let it know
no
what.
No problem.
Yep, you're good.
Now here's Scott Davenport.
This is not Scott Davenport. This is Nick back in studio. They had to start the Kentucky Hall a few minutes early. So Coach had to go. I just want to take a quick thank you for all the great guests that came on with Coach, and we'll kick it back to CBS Sports National Radio, and we'll hear from you next time, next Monday on the Scat Davenport Show. So
say Scat.
Scat Davenport. Oh, I love it. I love the
Scat Davenport. That's Murray right there.
Beautiful Murray
that
accent.
Is Murray.
Doing it for you. Spectrum is hooking you up. The fine folks at Spectrum, the folks who produce Spectrum News One, your 24-hour cable news channel serving you, weather on the ones, great, great anchor talent on that particular thing. Spectrum is great, and they're going to give you that ACC network programming that you desire.
That you desire.
Oh, man.
You desire
so that's what
it.
We're going to be doing today.
I'll tell you what, Locke, I still can't get over him not seeing that video over the weekend. And because he pretends like he's not on Twitter or Facebook or anything on the weekends, and he totally is. He is. He's name searching. He's doing and he doesn't see the Jamal Murray thing.
Man, I mean, don't know.
I do. I think that he was being a little dishonest. I think he saw that video.
Texas says, you're right, Andy. All that talent for Calipari and one fluke title.
Yes, it was such a fluke that they lost one game all season. Well, I'm sorry, two games. They lost to IU.
And they lost in the SEC.
Yeah.
Or then they lost in the SEC tournament, right?
Yeah,
they lost to Vanderbilt.
Lost
three games.
Two.
Or was it just two games?
Just two, yeah. Okay. IU and then the game in the SEC championship against Kevin Stallings.
Texas says, I turned on the radio yesterday at 3:30. Expected to hear you guys. Forgot it was a Sunday. I've already been quarantined too long. I think there are people that like, not that why we're quarantined, but don't mind being quarantined.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I think there's an. I think that's how you are.
That's exactly
like, you're
how
you're glowing,
am.
Right? You're like a bride.
I like the idea that because I don't like leaving my house anyway unless I absolutely have to. I'm okay with that, but I'm not okay with not having the option if I want. You know what I'm saying? It's the mentality of freedom. Like I can do whatever I want, go over I want anytime I feel like it. Now it's being mandated that I can't. Well, that's why I don't like it.
No, I feel the exact same way, like 100%. Everything you just said, Shreewa, I feel the exact same way.
Well, it's funny because I'll be sitting there complaining like, oh, this is terrible. My wife's going like, you don't want to do anything anyway. This is you should be just really happy.
Oh, your wife can't like you right now. She has to go to work.
Yeah.
She has to despise you.
No, she.
You're the worst.
I think she likes it because she can get
she
out.
She doesn't.
She gets,
yeah, but she's a nurse. She's not good. She's not getting out to go sit at an office. She's a nurse.
That's true, but she still gets out of the house.
Yeah, but she has to deal with gross sick people. There's a massive difference. Mostly, he doesn't want to go to work.
Mostly babies. He just deals with babies. Babies, yes, and on no text, babies are people. I'm not saying they're not.
Right.
But they're not gross and sick.
Has your wife seen the Jamal Murray video?
No. She has no idea it exists.
Send it to her right now.
I can't.
Why?
I it would be awkward. Like, she'd be like, why are you sending this to me? How dare you? It would be a very awkward. Like, when I got home, I probably would be quarantined to the basement.
Oh, stop.
Yes.
Oh, it's the truth. Stop.
She doesn't know about my IG stuff. What do you think she would do if I sent her that video?
Just say, hey, it's Jamal Murray. Remember him?
It's a different vantage,
come on.
Different vantage point.
Hi, would you like some coffee? Yes, please. Creamer, sugar? No. I like my coffee black, like my men.
That's Brandon Lang.
Brandon
going
Lang.
Going through sound bracket stuff.
Oh, my God. Here's this is the real tragedy. No Brandon Lang during Derby.
She stretched it into 2.5.
That Jared?
The Knicks lost in the last seconds to the Atlanta Hawks. But all I kept asking myself was, where the hell is Kevin Knox?
There it is.
And in the entire fourth quarter, Kevin Knox never sniffed playing time. Now, I get it. It was a preseason game. And maybe the preseason is where you let R.J. Barrett get all the clock. But Kevin Knox actually ended up playing 20 minutes. I looked at the box score. I was like, he never played. He never played in the entire fourth quarter I was watching. He ended up playing 20 minutes. But like R.J. Barrett played like 39 minutes. And that, again, chalk it up to preseason if you want. And
Kevin Knox is the player, for whatever reason, he picked out that he can't stand.
Texas says, what about the video of them smacking a nude Anthony Davis?
Oh, that's so old. Yes, we all know, yes, that video's out there. It's a lot more mundane than the videos happening in Billy Benardi Hall. But, yeah, it's there. We are aware of it.
Texas says, if you had to pick a face for COVID and sickness in general, would it be Blankenbaker's? That coming down at 437-9680.
No, but Blankenbaker.
There's some on here about the Jamal Murray video that I just can't read.
And that's a shame. They should loosen up restrictions on the radio during these trying times. They should.
Should they?
Let us say what we want to say. You know, not that I'd be saying anything.
No, not that you would.
No.
Texas says the stutter by Strebel was everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just the thought of being in one of those establishments and having. I can't, like, the idea.
Where's your wife right now? At home?
She's at home.
What, just send her the video now?
I don't know.
She's at home. What's she going to, what? You act like you're going to be in trouble.
I will be in trouble.
Why are you going to be in trouble? She works anyway, doesn't she, tonight?
No, she's off tonight.
Oh, gotcha.
She's off tonight.
But just about every other day.
I don't, except, yeah, she was off. She's off tonight. She's going to go back tomorrow night. But no.
She'll send it tomorrow.
I might.
Done. Done.
Then I'll be crushed as soon as she walks in on Wednesday morning. Why are you sending me this?
Bobby Petrino.
Oh, 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line here on ESPN Louisville. On the other end, I have some updated news from our friends at the Fitness Market. We'll talk about that. And then Lachlan McClain with a shocking admission. Find out what it is next on The Take on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.